And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landing in Point Loma, and we have the man, the Baja legend himself, fresh back from the $9.8 million Bisbee, Gary Graham's here. So we're going to be talking about some big money and big fish here, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sports fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. There's nobody that knows the Baja like that Baja guy sitting next to us.
That Baja guy, yeah. Gary Graham. Good morning, Gary.
What's up, good
Gary?
Morning.
Yeah, the Baja. I mean, what an exciting tournament season this was. You just returned from a series of big money tournaments.
Yeah, I had to learn how to spell million.
Yeah. Over and over and over again.
Yeah, multi-million.
Yeah,
right?
Multi-million.
Yeah. So tell us about your experience at all the tournaments. So what did you do? What was your stint? You were down there, what, 2 weeks, you said?
Well, in August I was there for a week for the East Cape Offshore, and that was $1 million Bisbee tournament.
Wow.
And then I went back down for 2 weeks in October, and that was for Los Cabos Offshore and the Bisbee Black and Blue. And both of those this year, well, they were over $1 million last year as well. But Los Cabos Offshore, this was the third year it's been, and the Bisbee has been for longer than that.
What has happened with this explosion of big money, big big sport fishers? I mean, what's going on?
It's hard to tell you, other than, you know, if there's dollar signs in everybody's eyes,
yeah.
That's the one thing. Of course, if you're going to play, if you want to go in across the board, it's $121,500 that you plunk down to be in the game.
$121,500 for all the way across.
Right. And if you do go with let it ride that we were talking about, category where if no fish were caught the preceding year, that kicks it up to around $250 or $275, something like that.
Wow.
Jeez. So, you know, you're plunking serious down
money.
Serious money.
But the entry fee, I mean, are there a lot of people that don't go into the side categories? They just do the entry fee?
Most everybody goes into one or two categories at least. But the base fee, I believe it was $5,000, or right in that range. So,
yeah. Well, it's amazing, and fishing groups from all over the West United States or Western parts of the country, Costa Rica, Panama. Up and down Mexico are all coming across to Cabo to go in this, right?
Right. It's now, there is a fleet of Costa Rica boats that comes up every year.
Where do they put all the boats? There's no
I was
room.
Just
going to
say, yeah.
Well,
200
that's
big, boats.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Well, a lot of them are there anyway.
Sure.
But a lot of them are going up to Puerto, up at San Jose.
San Jose.
Yeah, there's some slips up there, so they've been going up there. But all the other thing attraction for the Costa Rica guys is Mag Bay.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I mean they're there now, as is everybody else. I see bad companies there now too.
Yeah.
They just got there, and I talked to some. I'm going the 17th, but I'm going to fish the inshore. You know me.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it inside the bay.
It's unbelievable. It must be packed down at Mag Bay this year, because I know
everyone.
Ricky, you know a lot of people that are down there. I know a lot of people that are down there.
Yeah,
there must be a lot of boats down there right now.
Every customer, yeah, I mean, that's what they do, you know, this time of year. That's the big highlight. And then all of us, and I'm stoked that I get to publicly, you know, slander Dale, who's like such a key
big
person
sale
of
Dale?
Our big sale Dale, one of
yeah.
the very best guys we have, for sure, our key guy. He's leaving us for tackle day so he can go do a 2-week trip down to Mag Bay
nice.
With Brandon Nelson and
nice.
The whole and their whole family.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm stoked that you gave me the platform to
yeah.
publicly shame Dale.
Oh, yeah.
They left. I think they're leaving, like, literally right now. Like, super
right now.
A.M. right now this
wow.
morning. They're going to do a 2-week trip all the way down. And
good for them.
But, yeah. So,
good for them. Bad for you.
Yeah, bad for us not having him for tackle day. But thank you for the opportunity to publicly shame
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah.
It's great.
So, Bisbee, Black and Blue, what a tournament. $9.8 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, what's that like? What's the vibe down there for that?
Excited.
Everybody.
It doesn't matter whether you're a spectator, whether you're walking up and down the mall, whether during registration, everybody's eyes are big and they're all talking about
yeah.
it. And the way it was this year, the 4 days before the Bisbee, it still had not started to grow. It was 150 at that point, and then all of a sudden went crazy. And it ended up at, as I said, 202 or 201, but two of them had not filled out all the paperwork, so they didn't get in. So it was 199 boats. That's not the most boats. I didn't know this, but it's not the most boats that they've ever had, but it's been 20 years since they've had that many.
But it grew by 50 participants in 4 days.
Right.
I mean, what a cool scene that must be. And,
yeah.
you know, and so many people, like you say, from a base entry to 100. I mean, I'm sure there was everybody in between you know, guys going across the board, guys going. I mean, that's just so much money and people and excitement and everything flooding in at the last second. It's just been electric down there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it's the talk of the town.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll bet.
Everybody's talking about it. And you can imagine what it looks like. There's a video on the website. If you go on Bisbee.com and look on their website, there's a video of the start. And 199 boats going out. It's on YouTube too. It's on their Bisbee
yeah.
channel. So, but it's pretty remarkable. I mean, and by the way, the drone guy that did that really did a killer
it.
Shot.
Yeah,
that
was a killer yeah. shot. So, the big money, $9.8 million. was not all given away. But why don't you go over the winning team caught nice fish the first day, right?
Yeah, how did the money get? Yeah. Totally. I'm super curious.
The team, it was called Team Braniff, and Team Braniff was a group of Mexican anglers that have started fishing the tournament in 1998. It was their first time, according to Marco Ehrenberg, told me the story.
So 23 years.
And they fished it every year since then. And this is the first year they won. And they had a 489 that they brought in on the, I think it was on the first
day. One,
day one. And it held up for the whole 3 days. And they walked away with 1,134,350.
They weren't across the board.
They weren't.
If they were across the board, they would have won.
One more. Yeah.
They would have won like $9 million.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Wow.
Crazy.
Then the second, there was a second place team.
Yeah. The second place team was the Brass, and it is a cool story too. It was a group of Idaho fishermen that are Idaho farmers that come fish every January, and they fish with this one team or a particular boat, and they came in with a 305. There was one other fish brought in that was 293, and was 7 pounds short. So it,
We mistakenly reported that that fish was in the money because of a change in a rule, but that was a mistake. That
right.
was not correct.
No, no fish is awarded the cash for under the amount. What that was they changed the rule so that there is a 15-pound grace if they're that close to being, so that they
so
don't.
If they kill backwards. A fish and it's close, they don't get penalized if it's within 15 pounds.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And but the second place team, they called themselves the Brass, and they won $732,550.
Wow.
Yeah. So which is a nice, and they were not across the board.
So there's all this money left over. Does it get returned, or what's going to happen next
year? Yeah, how does
that
work?
It's the option of each team. Each team can make their own decision. They can return it. They can leave it. They have a category called Let It Ride. Actually, this year there was a jackpot that was Let It Ride, which because last year there were no fish caught in the tournament whatsoever. So because of that, a number, I forget the exact number, but I know that it amounted to $2 million worth of money, that prize money, that was actually rolled over, and that Let It Ride was given the option this year of letting it ride again for 2022. And they're in the process of deciding that they've got until the first of, I believe it's the first of the year to make their call. They can get their money back refund. There is nothing charged if they don't charge a percentage or anything. They get the cash, whatever cash they've put into it. However, in the meantime, because there were all that money was left, and there were the two qualifying fish, and they weren't across the board, there's that same problem again this year. So there is another 2021 jackpot that's going to be at least from indications will be about the same amount of money, maybe a little bit more.
But wow.
So there's approximately somewhere in the neighborhood of $4 million that is already...
That's already Let It Ride.
Is already in that Let It Ride for next year.
So your forecast, if they get a similar response next year, that's going to be well over $10
million. Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, if Pete and I and Gary, we all make a team and we're going to fish together in 2022... Let It Rides, I'm assuming, are only available for the people that fished in that year. Like, their money's already in. So,
right. Exactly.
So for the guy to, catch the mega across the board, he would have had to have be in the Let It Ride last year, again in this year, and then...
Then he would get the mega.
Got it.
But if you... So, the way it's still going to be... It was this year was 7.5 without any of the
Let
It Ride.
And I mean, Pete Grosbeck always says it. We always do the same thing. We talk, oh, my God, that's so much money. Think about it. And he just said, you got to realize that the people that plunked that money down, they're not counting on it coming back. If it does, of course, you high five and that's that. But when you plunk it down, you're already assuming it's gone. So why not let it ride? And from the pure, gamble standpoint, what better odds do you have at winning $2 million than fishing just against just the people in the Let It Ride jackpot that were still there from 2021? I mean, your odds are However they are, how few people for such a huge potential gain. I mean, it's pretty good odds.
Well, really good. Now, one thing we know is it's going to attract well over 200 boats next year, you think?
Yeah. I can't imagine it. But, you know, like I was saying before, now they're, if you throw in the Stars and Stripes charity tournament, there are now four tournaments that are generating $1 million.
Wow.
You know.
Jeez.
Pretty crazy.
This is awesome. Yeah. How exciting.
And how lucky I am that I get to go to all this stuff, you know,
and
take pictures and hang out and so on and so forth. And it doesn't cost me a dime.
You get paid.
Oh, no. Really? Do they pay people for that?
So Gary, of course, that Baja guy, you've been in Baja and doing things. I mean, I think the first time I ever met you, I was riding a quad up the beach from Rancho Leonero, and I said, hey, I know that guy. That's that Baja guy. I mean, like 30 years ago, probably 25 years ago, you were living on the beach in the East Cape, but you've spent a lifetime basically up and down that Baja Peninsula, haven't you?
Yeah, my first trip down was in 73 when the road opened, and I've been going ever since. You know, in 1973 when the road opened, that was the first time I drove down with a couple friends. And then after that, it was just grew, and I spent more and more time down. Actually, the first time I went to Mexico was in 69. I went to Guaymas and sailfish there with one of my uncles. But the Baja experience started then, and it's just grown from there. And
the Baja addiction, I would call it.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
you could say that. And then we had the house there for 17 years and on the beach at East Cape. And we don't have that. That got sold. But I still spend quite a bit of time. I quit driving in 2017. I wore out my van. I put 80,000 miles on it.
Quit driving the Baja Peninsula. Yeah,
I quit driving the Baja Peninsula. When I bought the van, it had 50 on it. When I sold it, it had 130. That 80,000 was all done basically in Baja.
Jeez, that's cool, buddy.
Yeah. So you spent a lot, and then, of course, you had Baja on the fly for a while. Still have it and do a lot of fly fishing down in Baja.
Yeah, and I don't do as much. The model changed. You know, when we first started, we housed all the guides, and they all live there now.
Yeah.
And they all do their own, and they're on their own, and that's great. That's the way I intended for it to work, and it worked out. And we still have it. I'm doing a trip. The trip I'm going down to Mag is not a fly trip, but it's kind of because of that association. Mag Bay Lodge is a new place, or not new. It's been there, but I'm staying there and going to fish out of San Carlos, not Lopez. So
yeah.
But
so what's that like, fishing in the lagoon, right?
Yeah, mangroves and all that kind of stuff.
Well, this is just my own personal opinion, but where else in the world can you find a 131 mile long bay as large as San Francisco, surrounded by mangroves, that has no major hotel in it?
Wow.
Right? No doubt.
Now,
How about that?
I mean, think about that. You can go all day and not see a boat. I mean, it's just...
And the fishing's pretty phenomenal.
The fishing's fun. You know, there's golden trevally, there's black snook, there's pompano, there's roosterfish, take your pick.
Wow.
That's so cool.
And, and for me, I first saw that back in early, late 90s is when I really started going there. For the inshore, at least, offshore had been, but it's just absolutely. And Gene Grimes, you know, the legend, that was his whole deal. He took his boss down because they wanted to fish billfish, but he loved the weeks off he had because he'd park inside, and that's how I learned how to fish snook was with him. And that was back in the 80s.
80s, wow. Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. We haven't even ventured into his legendary traits, escapades here in Southern California, catching a bunch of marlin and doing all kinds of fishing back in the day, swordfish and a whole bunch more.
Well, that's what my buds always say about Gary is he didn't go to Mexico until it just wasn't a challenge for him to catch, you know, Southern California marlin, things like that over here. Once that just became not a challenge anymore, let's go somewhere else and do it.
Find a new challenge.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun with Gary. So much great info to cover, so much great history to cover, and you want to talk about a guy that's got the info, man, this is it. Going to be a great show today, and if you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you call us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Also, you can text the show. I've heard my phone going off. We got a lot of good texts coming through. This is a really fun way to participate in Let's Talk Hookup. You don't want to hang on. You don't want to be on the air. You can text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. You have to have the Let's Talk Hookup app to text the show. It's a free download on an Android or an iPhone. Anyway, just search Let's Talk Hookup and however you get your apps. Very easy way to listen to the show. Have a lot of people come through the shop always saying that they love listening to the archives that they get via the app. It's a really fun download to have, and it's totally free, and it'll allow you to text your questions to Gary today via that Let's Talk Hookup app. We always just ask that you let us know where you're texting from, who you are, so we'll give you a little shout-out on the air, and we'll read those texts as the show goes on. In addition to all that great info, all that great fun, we've also got a really killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to win a brand-new handmade Anza fillet knife. We talk about them all the time. Not a better quality knife out there. You're going to have a tool that's going to last you a very, very long time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time when we come back. We got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More great information, more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon: king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Saturday, November 6th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, and reps from Shimano and other top tackle companies. Shimano Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction make this the ideal rod to chase giant. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th.
Hey, it's time to talk about a great spot where everything is fresh.
Oh, man.
It's the Port Lama Seafood.
Freshest thing in town,
yeah,
man. They call it that for a reason.
Yeah, indeed. Freshest thing in town. I was just there the other day and just had some phenomenal lunch. I mean, the sandwiches, the sushi. I mean, the problem with Port Lama Seafood is what do you decide to get?
Yeah, I'm a squid plate guy more than anything else. The tackle store's huge on the shrimp tacos. If I'm in the mood, combo sandwich is incredible. There is nothing that those guys do that's not killer. I mean, you know it's good when their tortilla chips are the best thing in town.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, everything those guys do is right.
And then you want to take fish home. Oh. They had fresh Alaskan king salmon.
Troll caught.
Yeah.
Yeah, fresh wild salmon.
Wild salmon. They had fresh halibut from Alaska. They had fresh black sea bass, which you get, it's like because they get it from Mexico. And if you've never had black sea bass, oh my.
Mr. C turned me on to that baqueta. If I'm going to bring fish home, that has kind of become my go-to. It's easy on the pocketbook. It's crazy good tasting. I love that grouper.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of become my favorite.
Well, as you can see, Point Loma Seafood's right next to the San Diego Landings. That's the spot.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check powerpro.com.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Phones are packing up. Texts are packing up. It's going to be a great show. Again, if you want to join us, talk to the legend, that Baja guy, Gary Graham, 213-432-1090.
Yeah, and you have a chance to win a handmade Anza fillet knife.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
And the pot has sweetened.
Oh, yes, it has.
Yeah, so Gary, during the break, has added to that fantastic prize, and somebody is going to win the brand new book that you just authored, right?
No, it's not brand new, but it's a book on MagBay.
Yeah, how cool.
But it's a new book, but it's not just published, I guess. What
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
But fly fishing Magdalena
fly
Bay.
Fishing
and
Mag
so
Bay.
If you want to go to MagBay, whether you're fly fishing or conventional fishing,
yeah, the conventional
would be kind of a
covered, yeah.
kind of an assist on finding the spots and stuff like
Absolutely,
that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really?
All 131 miles of it.
Wow. Yeah. And you've really covered cool. them all.
Oh, I've covered them all.
You've covered them all.
A time or two.
Yeah. So a great text from our buddy, the Iron Man, Gary White. He wants to know, you've taken so many photos. Have you ever published a photo book?
No, I really haven't. Actually, though, I do have a Smug Mug page, and I'll send it to you, send a link to you for it. But it's Gary Graham, that Baja guy, and it's on Smug Mug. It's all of tournament, whatever I'm doing, pictures. But
yeah. Now, you have a website, that Baja guy.
I have, that Baja guy. And we also do weekly reports, Baja Bites reports that
on that website?
Yeah, that are on that website. They're published every Tuesday morning. And they are podcast, among other things.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah.
So if you had to pick one place in the Baja to go fishing. You've done it all. Where'd you go?
MagBay.
There's no. That's not even a thought.
No, there's no other place.
Not inside the bay.
Inside the bay.
Not
offshore. The outside's great, and it's wonderful. I mean, there's nothing like it. That's why people come all the way from. In fact, I know that there are people coming from France and Italy that are going to fish it in the next 2 weeks. But
wow.
I mean, it's extraordinary offshore, but the inshore is equally as extraordinary and challenging, and. Just briefly, it's 131 miles long, the same size as San Francisco Bay, and there's not one real hotel in it.
It's amazing.
There are hotels, but they're just little funky little hotels.
Yeah.
There's no development in that entire bay.
How do you like to fish it? Are you walking it like a flat? Are you fishing from a little skiff?
Fish from pongas. Okay. Actually, the best you can ask for, take your bass boat down.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
really?
Killer. I had a partner, and we had a bass boat down there, and the thing, I always fished on pongas, and so I was somewhat limited where the guys wanted to go, and,
sure.
and they're generational, like everywhere you go, and they only have about five or six places they really want to go, and et cetera, et cetera. You'd drive by, and you'd see a flat, and there'd be birds crashing on it, and bait, and they wouldn't stop. Well, mm-hmm. when I got the bass boat, I'd shove pull the bass boat up on a, stick the oar in the water and tie it off and then walk it and catch fish all day long and think, these guys, they don't care. They don't get it. And the same, you can drive down. Some of the channels, you can go 5 miles into the channel.
Wow.
And they narrow
That's
down,
huge,
know, and it's just, it is an experience. If you never caught a fish, it's worth going.
Sure.
And when I first started going there, I was trying to find snook, and I ran 55 miles to go chase down something that, who was it, Hochter? Was it? One of the columnists, not Kira, but another one of them, I think it was Hochter. But I ran all the way down to get there, and when we got there, we found that's the first snook I ever caught. And that was down by Tosca. And I ran 50 miles in a ponga.
How is it navigating through there? I mean, is it shallow spots, and you gotta really know the lay of the land? Is it pretty eyeball friendly? Like, what's it like?
Eyeball friendly. I mean, any common sense, and you can kind of read where the channels are and so on and so forth. In a pongo or a bass boat,
something that doesn't
bigger boats, you need to know what you're doing.
Of course.
But to go from Lopez to San Carlos, but Grimes and those guys back, El Tigre used to do it all the time. Those guys did it from the, you know, back in the day. But
that's pretty cool, man.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, speaking of Baja, let's go down to the Baja. Buddy John Ireland's calling us from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick. Gary.
Hey. Hi, John.
Well, we're starting to slow down a little bit, sending out fewer boats. We've been sending out, you know, 3 or 4 boats a day. And, you know, the weather's beautiful. I got to tell you, the water temp's cooled down now. It's 83, 84 degrees. In the past week, it's been very light winds, clear, flat water. Air's at cool mornings, and the highs are in the low to mid-80s. It's beautiful, beautiful weather right now. And the fishing's been okay. It's been pretty much the same as it's been for the last couple months. A real good, strong striped marlin bite off all the banks. They're taking the ballyhoo. And a lot of them around. Really not much pressure. Everybody's going after the meat fish. But anybody that's going out and fishing the banks, and the banks all the way from La Rivera outside the park to Fraley's are producing fish. Most of the fish are concentrated off of La Rivera down to Punta Colorado in that area, you know, 3 to 4 or 5 miles off the beach at the most, right on the banks. Dorado's been, fight has been good as well, you know, not real big fish, but fish from 5 to 20 pounds and decent bites. You know, the boats are coming in with 4 or 5 fish a day, a decent size, and they're picking them up. Mostly on real small lures, hoochies, small feathers, tuna clones, and some on sardine as well. They're biting Punta Colorado, Rincon, Lighthouse area down there, a little further south. We're picking up, you know, the tuna bite. It's not the schooling tuna we're catching. We're catching the larger individual fish, and I think that was kind of reflected in the tuna shootout last week. Most of the fish were taken off of Rincon, off the drop-offs, soaking bait, mostly drift fishing sardine. And, you know, 1 out of every 3 boats, maybe you'll pick up one of these nice-sized tuna. They're 30 to 50-pounders. And everybody's fishing with 20 or 30-pound tests. So when they do tie into one, it's some fun. They got a real good fight on their hands. So that's been, you know, consistent. Like, say, 1 out of every 3 boats, something like that. The bottom fishing's actually been pretty good. We've been catching quite a few, of course, pompano all year long. A lot of pompano, some pretty good size ones as well, you know, up to 5-7 pounds pompano. Pargo, we actually had a 25-pound pargo this week off the bottom, and some nice amberjack that are running from 10 to 30 pounds. They're picking them up. They're chunking up, you know, lots of skipjack around, so they're picking up a few skipjack and chunking them and dropping them down on the bottom. That live sardine and some squid as well are all working there. Rooster fish, you know, it's small fish. Now, we haven't had any large fish in the last month or so. I think the biggest release was around 10 pounds. But there's quite a few smaller fish around, so it's a decent rooster fish fishing. Just no size. And there it is, you guys, pretty much the same stuff as it's.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a good time to be down in the Baja. It's always a good time to be in the Baja.
You know, it's beautiful. It's almost daylight savings time for everybody, too. You know, it's getting lighter later and later in the day. You know, the boats are going out, and it doesn't get light until about 7:15 now down here. So we're
sleep
looking
in.
For yeah, we're. Well, next week, I think, for
yeah,
us.
Changes next week, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and then another couple weeks for us. Of course, Mexico can't do it at the same time as the United States. They have to
right.
do it different.
Right.
So a couple
well,
weeks
if still. Somebody wants to head down to Rancho Leonero, how do we do it?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Great report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Well, the phones are packed up. If you want to get your shot at winning that great book, again, from Gary Graham, The No-Nonsense Guide to Fly Fishing Mag Bay, or that Anza Filet Knife, or better yet, your chance to talk to the man, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Let's start off on the phones with Dan, and Dan this morning is calling us from El Cajon. Dan, we got you standing by on the phones this morning?
Yeah, good morning. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Dan? Hi. Doing great. Good morning.
Great. My question is, so going down to Mag Bay, and there's you know, no certain hotel. Are there any special places that you would recommend
to stay?
Yeah, to stay.
Yeah. They're hotels in Lopez Mateos. They're small, but they're, and there's a couple different operations there. And also in Port of San Carlos, there is Brennan's and there's Mag Bay Inn. And those two are the two primary. Mag Bay Inn is a small hotel that has come on the scene. It's been there for the last few years. That's where I'm staying in next week or in a couple of weeks. But those would be the two that at Port of San Carlos.
And can you get a Ponga there?
Yeah, you can get Pongas at either there and or at Lopez Mateos.
You have to prearrange that, or
yeah, that's my question too. Like, can you and a bud just jump in a truck and go down there? Is that something you need to do a lot of legwork on? Like, do you just kind of go with the flow? And...
You know, they're all over Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you just search Mag Bay, they'll pop up at and or San Carlos or Lopez. But and for the most part, if you drive into town, there's enough Pongas operating because a lot of these guys are commercial fishing as well as doing recreational fishing. So there are always places. There's Mag Bay Outfitters is in Lopez Mateos, also Bob Hoyt and that group. So there definitely are. They all are offering charters either inshore or offshore.
And if there's a guy sitting at home and he's hearing your stories and, man, if Gary Graham could fish anywhere, that's where he wanted to go and he wanted to, what's the process like? How difficult are the roads and how long does it take? And, you know, if you were just sitting there and this sparked that you know, interest in the back of your mind, said, you know what, I want to do it. I want to load up the truck and go with a couple of buds down there. What's the adventure like?
The adventure is, approximately, but it's about 700 down there from here, which is in my driving would be a day, but in most people would be probably a day, 2 days, call it. But it's an easy drive.
Okay.
It's all paved all the way to either one of those places, Lopez, or to Puerto San Carlos. You turn at Villa Constitucion and go west if you're going to Puerto San Carlos. If you're going, if you're coming down, then when you make the reach, there's a turn in Insurgentes. When you get there, you turn right to go, and if you turn right, that'll take you to Lopez Mateos. And it's about from that place on MEX 1, it's about a 25-mile drive.
So
that's all paved.
So you could fly into La Paz or Loreto and rent a car.
Absolutely,
and drive, too, right?
Yeah.
Which one would be closer?
Loreto's a little bit closer, but it's got less air. You know, the air's a little more complicated going into – though you've also got the going across at the border, so that makes it – you know, that makes it worthwhile,
too. You can fly
out
of TJ. It's pretty easy.
Yeah,
definitely.
Using the border.
So that's doable, too.
Yeah, it's absolutely doable. We're doing is we're going across at the parking and at Tijuana, walking across, getting on Valeris, flying to Loreto. We have a driver picking us up there, and we're going to stay one night in Loreto. I'm staying at, remember the old Flying Sportsman's Lodge?
Yeah.
Well, a guy bought it five, 10 years ago, and he redid it. And it's all been redone, and it's now a home. I'm going to stay I'm going to stay in it the first night. I wrote a big story on it several years ago.
Wow! But that's kind of north of town, right?
Yeah. He's redone the whole thing in quality wood and everything. It's supposed to be really
wow.
And
well, that we'll look forward to hearing stories about that one.
Yeah.
And then you drive across. How far of a drive is it?
60, 70, say 80 miles.
That's from it? Loreto to Mag Bay.
Loreto to San Carlos?
Yeah.
It's only about 80 miles.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
easy.
Dude, totally.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's
cool.
Because there's two airlines. You can fly Valeris, or you can fly Aero Calafia
yeah,
right. Loreto.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I think they're about to add another one. I saw something the other day. But it's gotten, you know, easier and easier to fly in.
Yeah. And what's the time of the year to go?
Winter's good, and this time of year is really good from midsummer until November will be good for, you know, the fishing for the inshore, and of course the offshore, you know what that's right now is peak. It's funny, I was just, as you were talking about all the boats going down now, there's been boats there for the last 3 weeks that are have not done real well. They've had good days, but it's not been consistent. never is in October, but that's, you know, everybody's jumping the gun a little
bit. Everybody wants to get down there and get their piece of it.
Right. It wants to stake out their claim, and the claim's not there to stake. You know?
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the mightier 1090.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal, Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop nets, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, all kinds of great info. And as promised, it's time to find out what's going on the water. Today, our Catch Report is sponsored by Summit Gasoline. Discount Everingham Brothers Live Bait Certificates. They've got ice, fishing licenses, beer, soda, water, snacks, coffee, and the best prices on gas and diesel. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Easy in and out with your boat trailer, and for a limited time, you can get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. How cool is that, dude?
And the lowest price on the gas.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, really, really cool thing. You heard it right. 100 pounds of free ice. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need to go fishing than Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena in San Diego, right in between the Shelter Island Launch Ramp and the Mission Bay Launch Ramp at Dana Landing.
All right. Hey, and it's going to be a great spooky Halloween special here. Report from Captain Brian Willie from Dana War Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening in there? How are you this morning?
Hey, just we're finding out what's going on at Dana Wharf. We're excited to hear.
Well, hey, another, standard week up here. Nothing crazy, super exciting, or scary, but just kind of standard deal. You know, our half-day boats and our three-quarter-day boats still fishing down there below San Onofre out anywhere from, like, 35 to 50 fathom. Some decent mixed bag rockfish down there, kind of, it hasn't been super spectacular, but that sculpin and the whitefish, we've been catching that like that 210 to 250 feet of water down there. That's actually been pretty good the last couple days there. Clemente has almost 200 of those things or something like that, and there are 150 of those things every day. They were biting pretty good. And then out a little bit deeper, just kind of the usual stuff you'd expect to see out there, some groupers, some reds. Kind of out there on that 50-fathom curve as that fish kind of creeps up out of the deeper water and kind of settles in on some of that hard bottom in there. The rubber lures, fish on a dropper loop, you know, that tried and true deal that we like to fish up here. Caught plenty of sculpin on that as well this week, too. Now, as far as the bass fishing goes up here, it's been pretty mellow, you know, as the water temps are still kind of fluctuating. 61 to 63 degrees was the water that we saw up here this week. So things starting to, you know, kind of cool down. But on the days that, you know, the half-day boats did decide to fish shallow on their trips there, they did see some action on that bass. Okay stuff on, like, the sinker setups. That Carolina rig worked pretty good, kind of fished mid-water column with that sliding egg sinker deal. And then the sheephead, some action for the guys fishing on the bottom there with the shrimp and the clams. So kind of mixing it up there. And then over at Clemente, the Fury and some of our six-pack guys, like the Current, they've had some good cod fishing over there as well. Bag limits for guys trying, you know, putting a little bit of effort into it. Some nice quality reds over there. Some nice ling cod yesterday on the Current. He fished over there, little six-pack boat, had some good action as well. And then, you know, on the surface, a little bit of bonito action, kind of keep things relevant. There really hasn't been any yellowtail to speak of over there. I will say that Marcus was telling me there's been a little bit of sign of squid over there. So maybe with that little signal, we'll see some of that fish maybe, you know, kind of follow in, and there might be some shots of that stuff here a little bit later. So we'll kind of keep tabs on that. And then as far as this whole closure thing goes, we were out on Thursday, thankfully, with the state people on the boat. We collected some fish for them so they can get that stuff off to their labs and get things sampled and hopefully, you know, some sort of reopening, because this 40 miles of beach almost from Long Beach to us get this reopened. So a couple steps in the right direction. We're hoping that things speed up in that front and we can get back to, you know, fishing that stuff up above Bar Harbor up to, the lower MPA. So
yeah, at least they're starting to make noise about it, right?
We're ready.
Yeah, some movement. You know, we fished. I know the Western Pride fished that zone up there and caught their fish out of Newport. So, you know, we're making steps in the right direction. So
that's
certainly
cool.
We'll see how it shakes out. So anyways, that was our week. So pretty mellow. If you guys want to hop on a trip, call us here, 949-496-5794. And, of course, you can check us out at DanaWharf.com.
And, of course, congratulations to the boss, Don Hansen, for receiving the Anthony Shea Conservation Award on Friday from CCA at the golf tournament.
That was a cool deal.
Big honor, for sure. Were you there?
Absolutely, yeah. I was at the golf tournament. I had to bail out for a school function for one of my kids, but, you know, I had a nice conversation with them before the award was presented, and pretty amazing, you know, just the stuff that Don's been able to accomplish in his lifetime. It's,
no doubt.
It's pretty spectacular. So.
Absolutely. Cool. So you got to play in the golf tournament a little bit?
I got to man the hole in one hole, actually. I don't play golf.
That's good.
I had to make sure that, you know, whoever was going to win that 10 grand did it on the up and up.
Did it legit.
Yeah. And did anybody hit it?
No, I only saw 7 balls make it even to the green. So,
the money was safe.
Yeah, the money was totally safe. Yeah.
That's cool, Willie.
Oh, great to hear from you. And, again, congratulations to Don and all his achievements. And we will talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah, we'll be down there with you next Sunday.
Oh, that's right. Wait a minute.
Right.
I forgot. That's right. You're going to be live right here in the world headquarters. We're looking forward to that. Now, is it going to be you just solo? Is Marcus going to come with you?
You know, Marcus gets in from a day and a half that morning, so we'll see how his hair looks and how he's feeling. So we might try and drag him off.
See if you can drag him down, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, Roger.
It's going to be fun, Willie.
Going to be great. Well, we'll see you bright and early next Sunday right here on Let's Talk Hookup. Look forward to it.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you then.
All right. Thanks, very good.
Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru to come aboard, we had a great text question that came through for Gary. It says, Gary, of all the spots you visit, what's your favorite location in the upper end of the Sea of Cortez? That's from Dane in Huntington Beach.
Good question.
What upper end is above Gadero Negro, I assume? Okay.
Have you done a lot of fishing kind of northern Baja?
Yeah, but I'm trying to think where it... San Quintin's pretty good, mm-hmm. you know, and that's fairly close. So, I would say that San Quintin, because, and also the other thing is there's enough operators there that if you don't have your own boat or whatever, you can get in there. Bay of L.A. is a little bit further, quite a bit further, and in my opinion, is more rustic, and there are operations there, but it's also a lot hotter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I would say those are the two that, that come to mind.
San Quintin and Bay of L.A.
At that. Then going down the Pacific side, Ascension, La Bacana. La Bacana's got a mangrove system there. It's small, but it there's a, several little. There's also Coyote, El Coyote, which is down below below La Bacana by about 25 miles. But it's kind of a special little mangrove setup too. So there's several of them down
That's
there.
That's really cool.
Cool. I have a great text here from, he says, hey guys, a buddy and I are going to Loretto in December. What kind of fish do you think will be there then in Loretto in December, Gary?
Well, it's November now. Probably yellowtail. But they fish them deep. But they definitely will be there. The Dorado are still there now. But,
are they?
Yeah, and also the other thing that's been really weird all year long is roosterfish.
Yeah.
There's been roosterfish there, and we very seldom see any reports about roosterfish, but every week now there's fairly good rooster fishing along the shoreline there.
Really?
And actually, okay. Yeah. And the other thing that I guarantee will be there is Sierra.
And Cabrilla.
And Cabrilla. But the Sierra have just showed up, and they're catching those from shore, too.
You've done a ton of it, especially with Baja on the Fly, but I'm sure both conventional and fly fishing, that rooster fish from the shore is something that gets asked every time. Every time there's somebody from your zone, a cast man, a John Ireland, everybody wants to do the rooster fish thing. But it seems to be a tough nut to crack not having a live bait. Like, how do you target a rooster while standing on the sand not having a live bait? What's that take?
Knowing what you're looking for. And rooster fish are really easy to spot, and that's the thing that back in the 70s when I started fishing the beach, I loved it, and I was in the 80s when we had the house there. That's when I had two ATVs there then, and that was early on. I and another guy, Skelly Wilbur, that used to fish up here. He put one, and I had one, and then I had two, and that's how Baja on the Fly. That's what put Baja on the Fly on the map, was fishing the shore.
So covering water is the best way to
covering
target
water, okay. And eyeball, because that's why most, if you talk to any of the guides, they definitely, when the sun's up and high, that's where they want to be, and they want, because they can really spot the fish. And presentation's everything. I mean, I don't care whether you're using conventional or you know, if you're using fly, but they're not spooky. I mean, you can get on them. I know that bait makes a lot of sense, but it's amazing how well they respond to artificials.
That's cool. Yeah.
All right.
What a fun fish.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of which, let's continue along the surf. Speaking of surf, our surf guru, Gundy Gunnarsson, standing by. Good morning, Gundy.
What's up, Gundy?
How's it going, gentlemen?
Oh, talking about surf fishing in Baja. How about that?
Yeah. You know, I've always thought that the best way to get them on the fly is when you got to get them when they're just, you know, really aggressive, you know, and make that presentation. It's a tricky deal, but those guys, I had a guy sent me a photo. He fishes in the South Bay, El Segundo area, but his goal this summer was to get a leopard shark on the fly, and he sent me a picture a few weeks ago about a 45-pound leopard shark on a big streamer fly, and he was thrilled. It was a fantastic fish. Well, anyways, we still got action. You know, we had that weather roll through here, and it was kind of iffy what we were going to see on the backside, but not a bad week considering. The northern beaches, you know, have cooled much more than the southern beaches, so you're seeing more species like sheephead, perches, cabazon, shallow water rockfish, that kind of thing. But to the south, the temperature held up, and there was still water temps in the mid-60s to low-60s, so we still have some nice corbina catches and some croaker and some of the more typical warmer stuff.
Hook, Line, Sinker reported lots of off-color water. They had that fire up there in the burn area washed in there, and so those western beaches like Refugio were really off-color. That's been where the best fishing for perch has been taking place. This week, however, the Mesa East Beach were the top spots, lugworms, mussel, top producers. Most fish 0.5 to 1 pound with a few kickers to 1.5 pounds. Goleta Beach, Goleta Pier was the best bet there for halibut, top fish, a 30-inch halibut. And we saw many more halibut in this cooler water being caught this week. Flash minnow was the top bait there. Wiley's reported results from the first Uptown Derby. A 1 pound, 8 ounce fish took top honors there. It was taken on a flash minnow, which those guys use a lot for those bigger perch, and it was caught on Ventura. They also had a 1 pound 6 and a 1 pound 4, so not bad quality fish, and one corbina in the catch. Just Fishing reported 2 striped bass taken off El Segundo there. One was a 6 pounder, the other an 8 pounder. We've been talking about those fish for a while, hanging around Doc Weiler, El Segundo Beach, that sort of deal, mostly on small anchovies. Also some barred perch there on South Bay Beach is nothing really big. Big Fish reported good halibut action, and, you know, this is a function of the cooling water. Shoreline Drive, Cherry Beach, Bolsa Chica, all been good stretches there. A 30-inch fish was taken at the inlet on a swim bait. The angler lost a similar fish the day before, went into the tackle shop and said, I'm going to go get that fish. And I don't know if it was the same fish, but it was a dandy. And then, of course, we got Newport and Dana still closed. From what I understand, they're hoping to open those beaches before Thanksgiving. And then finally, along Oceanside, water temps, like I said, still holding up mid-60s. Pacific Coast checked in 2 24-inch corbina, nice late-season models. One at Del Mar on a bloodworm, the other at Torrey Pines on a mussel. You know, we've been saying it here, late-season fish, a little hard to hook, but, you know, maybe an exotic bait or something, stick with it, you might get a real nice quality fish, a wall hanger. So not bad considering, you know. We'll take it.
Yeah, surf and everything, and looks like a good week ahead. And, of course, Gundy, always great to watch your articles. And where are you writing these days?
We're working. I just submitted a few pieces for Western Outdoor News. I'm actually working on a long rod piece right now, just talking about the function of a 10 or 11-foot rod, especially for surf anglers. You know, most guys go, gosh, what are you going to catch a whale with that rod? You know, because you got a big old rod. But it's really the function of the rod and how it works in casting to certain areas, presenting the bait, and even landing the fish. You know, the length of the rod gives you, you know, a much, especially shore fishing, you know, a much, much better way to land the fish by moving it from side to side. So that's what the piece is going to be about, how a long rod functions for the shore angler.
Cool.
That's
and
awesome.
Watch that in Western Outdoor News coming up real soon. Great, Gundy. Sure appreciate your report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah, good show, man. Real interesting stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Gary's
awesome.
We always have fun. Thanks, Gundy.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Hey, that's going to wrap up our catch for today. Check surffishtackle.com for all your surf fishing reports, tackle, and more. Again, at surffishtackle.com. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Seaguar, United Composite, PowerPro, Shimano, and Olokai. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast, with casting gear on conventional tackle. Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body, a rigid, all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.